Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the drug problem among young people in Zimbabwe and the multi-sectoral drug abuse plan 2024 to 2030, which was launched by President Mnangagwa in Harare last week. But first, former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley continued to draw support from Republican voters long after she dropped out of this year's U.S. presidential race. VOA's Dora Meko looks at how Haley supporters may help determine the winner of the election between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump.
Nearly 3 months after suspending her campaign for president, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that she would vote for former President Donald Trump in November.
Biden has been a catastrophe. So I will be voting for Trump.
But her supporters are not necessarily following her lead. A March 2024 Emerson College poll found that Haley voters were almost twice as likely to say they would vote for President Joe Biden over Trump. Other exit polls suggest at least half of Haley voters won't vote for Trump.
I was sad to hear that Nikki did not get enough votes to stay in the race. However, I'm not a fan of President Trump. I feel very concerned about the Republican Party.
I would not really have what I consider to be a viable option in a Trump versus Biden election. I really don't want to see either one of them in the White House next year.
You know, I'm not happy with either. I mean, I did support Trump, and I would probably still lean that way.
Haley says Trump should court her voters.
Trump would be smart to reach out to the millions of people who voted for me and continue to support me and not assume that they're just going to be with him.
Haley's supporters have the potential to swing this presidential election. During April's Pennsylvania primary, Haley earned up to one quarter of Republican votes in wealthier suburbs, even though she dropped out of the race weeks earlier. Analysis of the 2020 presidential election suggests success with suburban voters tipped the scales in Biden's favor. Haley pulled in big numbers in swing states, including Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, and Wisconsin.
You saw a lot of upscale, well-educated, well-off Republican voters trending toward Nikki Haley, and I think that included some of those independents as well. I could see some of them becoming swing voters in the general election.
How do you bring these Nikki Haley voters back into the tent?
I'm not sure we need too many.
The Biden campaign is actively pursuing Haley supporters with ads like this, which showcase Trump bashing Haley, who he appointed UN ambassador. It's part of a wider Biden strategy to attract anti-Trump Republicans.
She's gone crazy. She's a very angry person.
So far, Trump's problem is going to be consolidating the Haley vote. I don't know if you call it a Republican vote, but he has to get a large majority of the Haley vote.
There has been no sustained public drive by the Trump campaign to attract voters who chose Haley in the Republican Party primaries, even though in a tight race, those supporters might make the difference on Election Day. Dora McQuarr, VOA News, Washington.
After traveling around the world for a year, Asami Okano, a Japanese teacher, settled in Uganda to start a cocoa and vanilla farming business. This is where she met her husband, Yoshito Asai, in 2013. They got married and had two children, both born in Uganda. VOA's Halima Athumani and Mukasa Francis met the couple and have this story from Kayunga District in central Uganda.
Asami Okano is a hands-on boss at the Farm of Africa, a business she started with her husband, Yoshito Asai, in the Kayunga district of central Uganda. The former teacher traveled the world for a year before finding her new home in 2012. In Uganda, land belongs either to the government, the community, or individuals. Most of this land is still in bush areas, but slowly being sold off to private owners like Yoshito and Asami. As a result, very little land is left for farmers to grow food for consumption.
Uganda has good environment, many trees and many greenery, but every year they destroy the forest and they open the land, but we can understand they need to grow and to eat. So that's why cocoa and vanilla as agroforestry, also it's good for environment. They can get the money and also they get the matoke.
Asami says as a student, she was interested to learn about developing countries, especially Asia and Africa. So during her year-long tour, which took her to different countries, she arrived in Uganda and landed a job as a volunteer at an orphanage. She worked there for a year before the orphanage closed for lack of funding. Still in Uganda, Asami researched other ways to earn a living and discovered farming as a viable option. She decided to follow that path and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito moved to Uganda as a backpacker, doing his own research in agriculture while also looking for a job there. Along the way, Yoshito met Asami, started working for her before both decided to get married and settle down in Uganda. Yoshito says what he especially loves about the country is its people and weather.
Through the year, the 25-20 degrees, so you can live with half shirts. You don't have to wear a big jacket or you don't have to become naked. So it's perfect weather. Then also, like people are friendly. If I get some, I need some help, I ask someone who is passing the road, then always people can help. So I love living here.
But life in Uganda comes with its own challenges. It took the couple 2 years and visits to 80 different sites to find their dream farm. Moreover, Asami says they had to adjust to cultural differences, particularly very different attitude towards punctuality and time management. They also had to learn the local language, Luganda, to be able to communicate with their Ugandan employees.
Yeah, not fluent, but I can negotiate with the border also by Uganda.
At their 50-acre piece of land, the Japanese couple mainly grow cocoa, vanilla, and a few banana plants to feed their 50 farm workers, who are mostly from the neighboring community in Kayunga. Abasa Rita is one of them and works as a processing manager at the Farm of Africa.
Sometimes when they are coming, they bring for them some stuff like maybe clothes, toys for kids, and some other eats. And also at our farm, we have matoke. They planted matoke, and they sell it at a reduced price. So it's easier for them to come and work, and they take matoke. They are the best people I've ever seen, I think, because we do interact very well. We do cooperate very well. As long as you do your work in time and all that they tell you to do.
Life is busy and hectic for the farming couple as Asami travels frequently for business-related trips while they both work hard to expand their business, exporting products to Japan and the United States. As a result, visits to their home country are rare and difficult. But Asami and Yoshito make sure to keep in touch with their relatives and friends back home through weekly phone calls. They say that even after 11 years in Uganda, they feel they are just getting started and still getting adjusted to their new life. Halima Athmani for VA News, Kayunga, Uganda.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press.
at Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, President Mnangagwa last week launched a multi-sectoral drug and substance abuse plan for the years 2024 to 2030. He acknowledged that the drug problem is now a big problem in Zimbabwe. Young people are the most affected, and different stakeholders are being called on by the government to come together to fight this scourge. UNICEF and several organizations conducted a research in 2022 which revealed that many youth are taking marijuana, illegal alcohol, cough syrup, glue, nyaope, njengu, and other substances. Their drug problems were attributed to many factors, including child abuse, broken families, peer pressure, and the economy. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by a social worker with Global Peace Hub Zimbabwe, Irene Peace Wungwe, Pamvuri Managing Trustee, Jacob Shamiarira, and a drug user and harm reduction activist, Tania Askara Marumbwa, who is working with communities in Bulawayo to help young people who are hooked on drugs. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. I'll start with you, Mr. Shamiarira. Tell us about your personal experiences with drugs as we look at this issue.
Okay, thank you. So I struggled with same in the ages of 15 and 29, and my journey started off with alcohol. Alcohol was my sort of first substance that I came in contact with. And when I stopped drinking at the age of 29, or first the last 3 to 4 years of my drinking were really bad. It was now mostly alcohol with cannabis use, with occasional cannabis use, which now become quite frequent in my use, and it was causing personal problems, was causing a lot of poor decision making. And really, my life to a place where I didn't want it, which then led me to make the decision to find ways to get help, give up my drinking and smoking. And when I got into recovery, that's when I started the organization to try and help other people avoid the pitfalls that I found myself in.
Thank you so much for that testimony. Tania, some people may ask what exactly you do. Ungasitshela ke laphana ukuthi kuyini umsebenzi owenzayo, kuyini i-harm reduction le?
Thank you so much, Samantha. Good evening, viewers and listeners. Harm reduction is a set of strategies and policies and practices that can help in reducing the harms that are associated with drugs and with someone's help, and this is particularly for someone who is using drugs. So, my work mostly involves meeting up with people who use drugs in my community. Share information on the types of drugs that are out there, and we also replicate each other advice. So we can now make a new decision about how to try to be treated with people. You know, in my area where it's going to be is a problem of aging, of the disease, and so some people, that stuff like really like cooks up your insides, so I need to rush on and I'm living that. So making more of this information dissemination and speaking about what climate justice really is. Because it's broad. It's not just more information dissemination. These are new tools and services that need to be available in Zimbabwe, such as legal and fringe programs, focused for those who invest and focus on. And legal and fringe is lowers the risk of new HIV infection by providing new equipment and also the sites for disposal or equipment for disposal, such as a mass shop boxes. And then some other interventions of family vaccine, other condom distribution, HIV testing, as well as counseling if someone needs it. Because some people tend to use drugs because of, different issues. And some are so traumatized, trauma in counseling, and that kind of issues are like the way they've been using the drugs. And then there's also like, something actually said it was a related driver. So harm reduction is actually about stopping someone from using, and it does not promote drug use as well. It is about dealing with someone's health, like while they're using. It's not a coercion which someone is given the condition of it to be treated in a certain way, and you also get support if you are in the habit. Harm reduction is should actually be seen as a doorway to universal rehabilitation. Because first, we say we need to where you are. If you need to say the best for harm reduction, you need to suffer. This is a criminal life father. You're not teaching you, maybe you're not telling you, you're father, and you're doing it. I'm talking to you as you are. This is why we find that most harm reduction services and people who are in the community tend to be people with experience of drug use or people who are currently using drugs themselves. And for myself, I'm a current drug user, but I'm also using a harm reduction measure, which is called managing. So by managing means I'm still taking my drugs, which can be either alcohol or marijuana. And then I give myself designated times, which I drink weekends. I smoke more than I drink, or weekends I smoke more than I drink and smoke. And then during the week, I actually take a time every 2 years in that time. But the number of times I end up in the evening, that's also another strategy to manage that. But it's also another strategy to harm reduction. So you see, I'm reducing my intake, but not certainly. And it also helps me everything else and family cheers out of process preparing myself. Because if you don't prepare someone for rehabilitation, then they actually don't go for rehabilitation and prepare them. This is how someone may end up with every medicine. So this is like just a short version of what humble action is.
Hayi siyakuzwa siyabonga kakhulu laphana uchasise sibili kabanzi sazise ukuthi kuhamba njani amayungwe muno shanda newe shidiki vamuchisangana nevamwe vanosanganawo nedambudziko rakadai ndezvipi zvimwe zvinhu zvamunoona zviri kukonzerawo kuti vechidiki vange vachizotongwa nezvinodhaka. Hello, mai hungwe murundi nzaire.
Hello, mune.
Tiri kuona kuti muri kushanda nevechidiki vakawanda. Ndeapi mamwe matambudziko amunoona anokonzera kuti vechidiki vange vachitorawo zvinodhaka?
Maita basa. Chekutanga toda kutenda mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmanuel Dambudzi Mnangagwa neposition yavatora kuona kuti the future of Zimbabwe is at stake, kuona kuti maleaders amangwana they are being destroyed, they are working away on drugs. Takanyanya kukosha panyaya iyi. Inoda kuti tione kuti chii chiri kukonzera kuti sei vana vari kuitinga madrugs. Sekutanga tikada ku maresponses edu ngaave on the preventive. It's like we are only reacting to the anarcho-forma drug. But coming from a social perspective, which considers that which is Zimbabwe is a developing nation, the rehabilitation centers are wonder. Like in Monom Zimbabwe, reality of what is happening in the world. To our provider, as you say, which replace our important place in their lives, the material things, my phone, which is not a shaka. But most parents, wakakura wakishaiwa, saka wakuda kuti wana wawo wakure wachiwana. But in doing so, wana wawo kana wazopinda munyika, they are failing to adopt, they are failing to fit in. My problem is, I want to say now, every writer of the world, number one. But my parents themselves, Ebi, the car is very rich. I was cool and I'm going to go to the house. But it's very busy because I'm going to go to the diaspora. We see another leader. That's not me. I'm monitor the child supervision and monitoring in a culture. But there is no fear of my mother. Because you can't make a money as long as you are not a TV. You can subscribe to 200 channels. We are not this one is in social media. So we are not currently the way you could use the quantum garamunita. So if you want to know how to integrate into the world, so children are failing to adopt to the pressures of life. Make it up with my parenting self. Make it up with my socialized Yatakawaita. Make it up with the nature of Yatakawaita. Number one, so we are talking of the parenting self of parents. Number two, we are not about talking about that's the reality on the ground.
Yeah, my ungeti accepted. My ungeti mbakumisa mchana pane wa pinda o parunare. Hello.
Ibu unjani.
Aisha pila linjani baba. List kumali ngapi?
Nise South Africa, kaya wuse kwanda la pespula wamanyame kuleni wopla.
Ye hayi lingapha ula lilubona njani udaba lo lesixoxa ngalo namhlanje
hayi udaba lona silibona kuyilibona kuyinto eright ukuthi bahlabe umkhosi wawo lawo lebakhuze ichilo leselingena ikakhulukazi eZimbabwe ngoba silibona ikakhulukazi emazweni anjengo-Mexico nalapha e-South Africa kodwa base likapakela kwelakithi kuyasethusa kakhulu ukuthi intsha iyaphenduka ibe ngondika sithebela abantu abalalela emabriji nabantu nje izwe liyafa ngale nto ezidakamizi ikakhulukazi imali ngeni lajula ebantwini abatsha vele sukuthi izwe nje lake selibhubhele wonke uma abantu abatsha nje sebegxile kakhulu ezidakamizweni. So ngicabanga ukuthi hhayi kulisu elihle kakhulu ukuthi bawunqande kusase eli ngoba vele sigoqa lisemazi.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ngokungena kuhlelo kanye lokusipha umbono wenu.
Ngiyathokoza kakhulu.
Hayi siyabonga. Mayihungwe munogona kuendera mberi muchidimbu tanzwa vapinda murunhare vachitenderana nemi kuti nyaya yekukudza vana inyaya hombe panyaya yekutora zvinodhaka. Munogona kuendera mberi muchidimbu muchipedzisa zvamanga muchitaura.
Saka tikangoita awareness campaigns tingoti no to drugs without addressing the causal effects, without addressing the reasons why children are wasting on drugs, our efforts may not produce the desired outcome. So we should sit down and find what is causing, what is driving our children into drugs. We spoke of the parenting, so let us have more parenting programs. And also, let us have more vocational training centers, because our children are fast. They are no jobs. They have no life skills. So let's have life development programs. Can I ask now to the school of Anangawa, let's develop our skills so that we have something to live on. vakapedza chikoro vane madegree, you find vana vakapedza chikoro vane madegrees, vamwe vacho vakatotadza kupedza chikoro vaenda kumauniversities nekuda kwepressure. So let us look at nyaya yemafee ari kubhadharwa kumauniversities kuti are they reasonable compared to the salaries ari kuwanikwa nevana.
Tinotenda
ataura nevabereki, vabereki vatotadza kubhadhara maschool fees, haachazivi kuti oita sei, is overwhelmed with pressure obva apedza apina mabasa. Vamwe vakapedza chikoro kuti atsvage basa, hakuna basa. So these are some of the reasons why our children are wasting on drugs. So if we don't address those issues, our efforts, no matter how many awareness campaigns we do on drugs, on drug abuse, without addressing the cause or effect, I'm going to produce a desired outcome.
Tinotenda Mai Hungwe. Coming to you, Mr. Shamyarira, we saw you at the launch last week. What do you think of this multisectoral drug and substance abuse plan? The strengths, the weaknesses, do you see it working briefly there?
Well, thank you. I think Chikutanga, it's something to celebrate that there's now a plan which guides how the different players can come in to support my intervention that I fear and stand up and do drug and substance abuse in Mika Munika. I think some of the key highlights within that action plan is the seven pillars are the national response. Maybe I could quickly just touch into putting the happy arch. Kuti vasinatra kwata muringa dokumenti veri vaiwe kuti zvakamira sei. So mapila aripo pane iri kunzi supply reduction, iri kuda kuongorora kuti how can we reduce the supply of my drugs munyika muno, how can we reduce the supply of my illicit alcoholic beverages ari kuwanikwa mune maarea dzakasiyana-siyana. So iyoyo ichange iri kumhanya nema security forces
kuti
chishanda in that
space. Vashamyarira, pamuri kulista pasara 2 minutes dzekuti munge muchipendera muchilista zvese, munogona kuenderera henyu mberi.
Okay, that's right. Kune demand reduction, harm reduction, treatment and rehabilitation, kune community reintegration, kune legal and policy, kune resource mobilization, kune media and communication. So iwayo mapila ese, I think ari kupa vanhu madirection ekuti vanhu tingabatsirani sei in coming up with different programs and activities. So isusu se-nonprofit organization yekushanda iri muno muzimbabwe nenyaya dzidzi, we are quite excited to plan because it spells out a clear roadmap yekuti isusu tingamhanya tichifamba nebasa rakaita sei. Tisawana simba rakawanda mukuda kupusha nyaya dzedemand reduction tichipromota adolescent mental health.
Tinotenda Vashamyarira. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndo yati mhanyei, asi regai ndikutendei mese kuti mapinda muchirongwa ndichitenda amai Irene Peace Hungwe navaJacob Shamyarira uyezve namuzvare Tania Skara Marumbwa, nekuti mapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi apo patanga tichikurukura nezvenyaya yezvinodhaka, inova nyaya yanetsa zvikuru muZimbabwe. Vechidiki vakawanda vakatarisana nedambudziko rakadai. Siyabonga avangene kuhlelo namhlanje, sibonga njalo labenelisa ukuthi vangene kuhlelo bese South Africa. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.